This month, a French court will resume a corruption trial that so far reads like a screenplay. The defendants include a former foreign minister, his mistress, her other lover, and the former CEO of France's oil giant Elf Aquitaine. They're charged with paying or taking millions in bribes from Elf in the early 1990s. The trial was suspended when the man who allegedly signed the checks and had been on the run from the law was captured in the Philippines. Now he'll join his co-defendants. NPR Sarah Chase has the story from Paris.
From close up, what's known here as the Elf Affair seems dauntingly complex. Judges have traced alleged illicit dealings from Venezuela to Germany, Spain to Angola, not to mention France. The interwoven bank accounts, the roster of former spies, former cops, political dignitaries, and corporate execs dizzies the mind. But the gist of the story is clear. Elf Aquitaine, formerly a state-owned business, paid huge bribes to win contracts, and executives stole and passed around a hefty chunk of the money in the form of kickbacks. In the current trial, top Elf executives are charged with giving the mistress of the French foreign minister about $8,000 a month, plus a company credit card, plus a palatial apartment, plus a lobbying fee of $8 million for no obvious reason. Attorney Jean-Yves Liénard represents one of the defendants accused of also benefiting from this largesse.
Ne soyons pas totalement naïfs.
Let's not be naïve, Liénard says. Certain markets have to be bought, and the Americans are even better at buying them than we are. Morally, everyone says they don't like it, but practically, either you want to do business or you don't. And what made it easy to get involved, Liénard says, is that the players at Elf didn't look like gangsters. They were members of the jet set. They seemed so respectable. But speaking privately, defense lawyers on the case are quick to expose how the Elf system worked. One explained the kickbacks this way. Let's say to win an oil exploration contract in some country, Elf has to buy a mansion for the mistress of that country's president. The house costs $3 million, but the Elf negotiator can say it cost $5 million. The company pays the $5 million, the Elf exec buys the house for $3 million. The foreign president's happy, and the Elf exec suddenly has $2 million cash to hand out to friends or influential contacts back home in France. For example, former Foreign Minister Roland Dumas, accused in this case of benefiting from tens of thousands of dollars in emoluments. Lawyers and others familiar with Elf are unanimous. This happened all the time. They say French leaders on the right and the left cashed in. Elf, furthermore, was no ordinary company. Investigative reporter Jules Gettner has written a book on the case.
Avec Elf, évidemment, Elf, quand il entre dans le monde du pétrole, alors là...
Elf was oil, particularly the oil ministry. Elf was Africa, the secret service.
The state-run company was set up in the late 60s to help guarantee France's energy independence. Its primary domain was oil-rich former French colonies in West Africa. In a television interview, Maurice Robert, ex-chief of African affairs for the French Secret Service, explains that he went to Elf after leaving his government position. He put his cloak and dagger expertise at the company's disposal, while continuing to serve as a confidential political advisor to the president of Gabon, Omar Bongo.
Elf était un grand client.
Robert says in his day, the French Secret Service worked on behalf of Elf. Then, over the years, many agents simply moved across to the oil giant. Loïc Le Floch-Prigent, who took over the company under President François Mitterrand, is also on trial. Olivier Metzner represents him.
Elle n'a fait aucun ménage.
The lawyer acknowledges that when Le Floch-Prigent took over Elf, he didn't clear out any dead wood. He kept these agents in place. Metzner says some company traditions may have been maintained without his client knowing about it.
The problem is, a company that belongs to the state, that works in sensitive countries where France has a lot of national interest, like Africa and the Middle East, Elf necessarily served other purposes than just pumping oil.
According to a close associate of former Elf president Le Floch-Prigent, these purposes included diplomacy. During the international embargo against Iraq, he says, Mitterrand sent Le Floch to Baghdad as a secret envoy. As for the bribes, according to Elf's own accounts, Le Floch increased the amount of money the company paid in so-called commissions from about $50 million a year to $130 million. The key defendant in the current Corse case is the man who actually doled out this money, number two at Elf, Alfred Servin. At first, his seat in court was empty. He was in hiding. His co-defendants took advantage of his absence to heap the blame on him. Then, 2 weeks into the trial, he was caught in the Philippines. Investigative reporter Jules Gettner watched open-mouthed when he showed up in court.
Pendant 15 jours, les six prévenus. C'est la faute à Servin.
Everyone was saying it's Servin's fault. And then, when he arrives, they are like vassals paying fealty to the godfather. Everyone lines up to shake his hand.
Servin has swaggered that he knows enough to blow the French Republic sky high. For Jean-Yves Liénard, representing one of the co-defendants, Servin's claim is no hollow boast.
Je pense que c'est parfaitement vrai.
I think it's perfectly true, Liénard says. Servin was the paymaster. He can say who he paid, via what combination of bank accounts, what false names, what false pretexts. Now the question is, will Servin actually talk when the trial reopens? Sarah Chase, NPR News, Paris.